Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we have been studying the book of 1 Corinthians, where Paul has been laying out for us in the first chapter that God's word is either puny or God's word is powerful. So Paul brings to the courtroom one passage that proves his point, although he could have brought 100. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19, Paul quotes Isaiah chapter 29, verse 14, when he says, God's word destroys the wisdom of the world. Well, what are we to learn of all this that's going on in this passage? One of the things that we see is that Paul puts all the people of the world into two categories, those who are perishing and those who are being saved. So which group are you in? If you're in the group that is perishing, you don't have to stay there. You can be transferred. You can have a change of status. Why would you want to stay in that group when the Lord of glory is offering you full pardon and peace and redemption? Nothing but hell and wailing and gnashing of teeth await you in the other group. Have you ever thought about that? What does it mean that people are wailing and gnashing their teeth? It means that they are in unmeasurable misery and they are eternally angry. Is that how you desire eternity? Pain and pride, anguish and anger, railing at God and writhing in agony, an eternity of being lost in your sin. When you have a joy-filled life offered you in the message of the cross, you are a sinner just like I am, deserving of the full wrath of God, but He has provided one way, the narrow way, through His Son, who lived a perfect life on our behalf, died in the sinner's place, and rose from the dead, proving Himself more powerful than sin. And that overcoming resurrection life is offered to you if you would but receive this gift in faith. Turning from your old life, your old person, and turning to Christ, believing He has done all that needs to be done. Won't you come to Him today? If you are a believer, when you pray today, would you please remember Marco Gaspar and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Portugal? And also please remember the Armenian Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Armenia and Lebanon.